I just about 41 now, becoming 42. I haven't lived that long, but I can see my life was full of surprises. Sometimes good ones, sometimes not so good ones. And a lot of times I found myself trying to sort things out, in a way trying to make sense out of it. And even trying to identify what are the things that are really beneficial to me and what are not. And I found one thing clear is that when I'm emotionally charged, my brain's useless. Rationality is gone. Whatever decision I make, whatever judgment I make, later I found that not so good. So my question was, that how do I make my mind calm? That was my quest, actually, ever since I was 13. Because I found a lot of hatred and anger in my heart against adults and other people. So I found this passage especially inspiring to me, and yet very hopeful. You may find it as a little depressing because Jesus is saying that, well, there's a big, easy road that leads to destruction. There's a small, narrow gate with a rough road to it, is to the life. So one way of thinking that is that maybe it's so hard to live a good life. Maybe in a way it is. This message could be understood many different ways. So let's begin with a very simple one, historical and cultural one. Moving back to 2,000 years ago, at this time, Rome was the power. Rome was the nation, the empire. And there's a culture called Hellenism, which believes in many gods. And Judaism is the religion of one God. Now, if you mix this together, this is a small little country or nation that is living among this huge empire and culture that believes many gods. What do you think will be the normal practice of the people? Well, they have tendency to believe many gods, or follow this culture that is so popular and flourishing and so in a way enforcing. So as the Jewish spiritual leader, Rabbi Jesus, could be saying that following the way of Rome is to the destruction, and following the way, the real Jewish way, is way to the life. Why? Because that's the way God taught them. That could be one. And the other could go a little deeper than that. And in all world religions, there is somehow this very apparent teaching about good and evil, life and death, light and darkness. There's no religion that doesn't have that. Like from the Far East, there's Taoism, which I am a Taoist. The core teaching of Taoism is about nurturing life. How to nurture life and avoid evil that hurts life. So there is this dualistic understanding about source of life. And if you move to the Near East, there's Zoroastrianism, which is kind of probably son of the ancient religion in that area, which believes in this almost never-ending fight between God of darkness and God of light. And from that actually is that end of the world image came in. And because, you know, that's kind of what's happening in the middle of us or amongst us. And Christians believe in somewhat same way too. And if you go to psychology, one of the persons I read a lot was Freud. And Freud was talking about in us, somehow there seems to be two forces fighting each other. One is the force that nurtures life. Somehow the other one is the force that invites death. In a way of saying is that we might have two desires within us fighting each other. One is to live, one is to die. And he found that very fascinating, at the same time amazingly shocking. So, why am I saying all this? Jesus is somehow saying exactly the same thing, yet in a slightly different way. There are two gates. One's big, one's small. There are two roads. One's easy and the other one's rough. Well, if two gates are given to us, one is huge and maybe beautiful and a lot of people are kind of going into it, and there's a small gate in the other direction, nobody's really entering it, which gate do you think we'll choose? Or there's a road that's really easy and smooth and wide and a lot of people are walking on it, and there's another road that is very rough and not so many people walking on it. Which one would you think that our instinct will choose? A lot of times, most likely, we choose the smooth way where a lot of people are. And somewhat that's what Jesus is saying, is that this way you take it. I find this fascinating, the point of this passage in these two words. This road to destruction is something that we take. The road to life, we find. Do you see the difference? One is something that we take. We simply take. Meaning it's given. It's just available. It's most likely visible and real to us, probably. Almost natural to us. So we just take it. The other one, we have to find it. And I'm sure that we all play the game called hide and seek. Kind of fun game, right? I'm not sure why it's actually hide and seek. It's more likely hide and find. Right? You're not really seeking the people, you're finding people. We call it hide and seek, and you all played it. And when you're the one who has to find them, you know, your focus is keen and you're looking all the directions in a very different mind. Right? You check everything that's around. And you want to, your whole sense is alert. You want to check out some sounds and anything that maybe. So what I'm trying to say is that when you're really trying to find something, all your senses are ultra sensitive, and you're totally focused on it. I mean, have you ever had that experience that, like a few weeks ago, I remembered that I have to find this paper file. And I knew that I put that in some boxes in my basement. Well, I had to go down. It was 1 a.m. But I had to go down. I had to open the boxes. And I had to find it. Then my mind was, you know, at peace. And it's confirmed that it's there. And I was able to go to sleep. It happens. Now what Jesus is saying is that we live the way we are. We live the way we're born. That may be the natural thing for us. But we all know that there's something more. We are all seeking that there's something more that we desire and want. We want peace. We want joy. We want calmness. We want to have the power to control and manage my own emotions, my own this, you know, well, I may just simply call it moments of craziness. We all go through. And when we go through that, we hurt ourselves and the ones around us. Or sometimes we mess up with our career. And that's what Jesus is trying to say. There is that the road that leads to the gate of life, but you have to find it. Another way of saying it is, you're able to find it. That's why I'm saying it's hopeful. Another way of saying it is that it's there for you to find it. It's like hide and seek. Well, if 10 friends are hiding somewhere, there should be 10 of them out there. The matter is, you go and find them. Right? You're sure that there are 10 out there, hiding somewhere. This is exactly what our Lord is saying. The way to the gate of life is right within you. Right there. Matter is, can you find it? Or even, are you willing to find it? What that might be, going back to my initial statement about my own self, was that I found that entertaining thoughts about anger wasn't really helpful. Regardless of anything else, it wasn't really fun. It didn't give me anything. And when this thought of anger was occupying my mind, all that I could think about was breaking something or destroying something, which wasn't really helpful either. So, I just tried, in a way, to see what is causing this. And many times I found that there's a simple cry of saying, like, that's not fair. And I'm like, I was a very childish voice that was underneath one of my angers saying, that's not fair. Why did I have to do all that? Or why did I have to have all that difficulty? Why didn't I have this? Why didn't I have that? And saying, it's not fair. Well, looking deeper side of that, what I discovered is I wanted to have it all. You know, as my son still wanted to be the superhero, I wanted to have the superpower and super brain and super money and super successful life. Wanted to have it all, but wasn't happening that way. I was born in a family where my mom and dad divorced when I was 3. I was tossed between families. I had it all in the other way around. I was saying, it's not fair. Maybe it wasn't fair, but having that emotional charge in my mind was not making my life any better. So in a way, for my own sake, I chose to drop that charge and to look the other way around. And actually, that was quite good. Why am I saying this? Is we all have power to see, manage our own emotions. And if you believe in God, God who is love, that's even better. You know why? Because, well, number one, you're not alone in this lonely battle. Number two, we have foundation. The essence is good. The foundation is love. And you are born and created to be loved. Meaning, you're capable of being loved. It's a matter of overcoming the obstacles. Why? God is love. If that's what you believe, it can be amazing power to you. At least it was for me. When all things fail, let's say my rational judgment did not work out, my rational analysis did not work out, all the books I read, I could argue back to it. But there is this thought that God, who actually made me, is love and made me to be love. And if I was holding on to that, why? Because I wanted to believe that. And that became power. And that became the foundation. And actually, that is why I am standing here today. And this two verses is one of my key foundations in my faith in God. So my blessings to you and prayers to you that you have also made connections. If not, you will make connections to with your God and have these foundations. If you have foundations, build a good house with it. And if you have built a good house, live in it with peace and joy. Amen.
Amen.